Oof. Ugh. Damn. This fucking asshole players at the inn were right. I'm way too under-level to be in this dungeon. And now I'm going to die. Damn, I even saved an house. I'm gonna lose all my loot. Lose all my experience. Fuck, I'm gonna have to do that goddamn water temple all over again. Wait. Don't kill me? Fair point. But consider this. In exchange for my release, how about I offer you my release? My hero's seed? My white potion? My semen beast? I nicked a monster encyclopedia book off an unconscious guard once. Never mind why he was unconscious, he was completely like that before I got there. Anyway, the book mentioned that you slime creatures reproduce by extracting the semen from other creatures. And I imagine you don't get a lot of creatures coming here due to the whole killing anything that steps within 2 feet of your dungeon thing. So, how about it? My life for my seed. I let out a breath I didn't even know I had been holding in as I watched the beast lower itself from attacking. I can't believe that worked. Well, I guess I should be getting to it then. I wrapped my hand around my cock, desperately trying to warm the flesh in this frigid dungeon. Suddenly, two large slime tendrils shoot from the beast's blob-like body and pin my arms to the wall behind me.
Hey, we had a deal!
I watch as another tendril sprouts from the beast's body. The new blue appendage slithers its way towards my cock. It coils around my shaft and slowly begins stroking me. Oh, I see. Rather do it by your own hands. Tentacles. The tentacle moved in a steady rhythmic motion. It slid up and down my shaft, coating my cock so much with its own liquid that I couldn't tell where my pre-cum ended and its slime began. The tentacles pick up speed, stroking my cock so fast that they look only like a blue blur. I think I'm going to... Oh, shit. Here it comes.
I watch as my release shoots up into the air before quickly showering down on my pants and shirt.
The tentacle uncoils from my penis and slithers towards the droplets of cum. I watch in awe as my release is immediately sucked into the slime's body the instant the tentacle touches it. I guess I don't have to worry about changing my armor, at least.
Well, that was fun, but I really should...
The two tentacles that had pinned me to the wall were now lifting me up into the air.
What now?
Another tentacle shoots out from the beast and yanks my pants off me in one swift motion. Two more tentacles spring into the air. Each one grabs a hold of one of my legs and spreads them wide apart.
Wait, do you want more?
Sorry to disappoint you, pal, but there is this thing called the refraction pier.
Oh.
I was so focused on the creature that I must have missed the tentacle that had snapped behind me. But I could feel it now. Slowly, sliding between my ass cheeks.
It looks like I'm not the only one who's been doing their research.
So, you want to go in there, huh?
I haven't... I never... Listen, just go slow. Ah! the tentacle are sent into me with ease. Its line making the penetration bearable. I could feel it twitching inside me. The ends of it lightly stroking my inner walls as if exploring some hidden cave. Another tentacle was now once again wrapped around my cock. It stroked me at a rapid pace, desperately trying to get it to rise again. Just then, I felt the tentacle hit something deep inside me that caused my body to tremble.
What was that?
It hit it again, and again, and again. With each thrust inside me, the tentacle directly hit that spot that caused my fission to go briefly white with each touch.
Fuck.
My cock was now hardening rapidly, much to the delight of the creature. The tentacles wrapped around my cock focused much attention around the head, squeezing and massaging it, clearly hoping that the ministration would coax it into releasing once more. I then felt another tentacle near my asshole. It wiggled against my entrance as it desperately tries to squeeze in with another tentacle.
You seriously don't think the two is going to...
It was tight. But Jesus, was the creature determined. Both of the tentacles were in my ass now. They weren't holding back. Stars were the only things I saw before me as the tentacles alternated in and out at a piston-like speed. The nerve unable to get even a second of rest. Adding on to the sensation was still the tentacle around my cock, which was moving at a rapid pace once again.
Too good. This feels too good.
I felt the familiar sensation of my balls tightening and could only shut my eyes in pleasure as I felt my release hit me once more. I felt the tentacle in my ass go still before feeling something hot and slimy fill my asshole. I open my eyes and see my cock tripping over the monster's gelatinous form. The cum droplets dissolving immediately the second they sink into the creature's body. All right. You're done. Right? I mean, this has been fun and all, but...
Level up.
What? I watched as the creature's body grows in size. The tentacles wrapped around me thicken, their girth now three times bigger than what they were before.
Holy shit.
In my arse too. They got bigger and Jesus Christ, it feels like they're going to split me in two. They were moving inside me. I don't know how it was possible, but they were moving inside at a breakneck speed. And God, I can't. Something inside. Not my arm this time, but... I looked down to see the tail end of the tentacle that was wrapped around my dick was now thrusting inside the hole of my penis. I can feel it plunging inside me, The tip hitting the same nerve that was continually being clamped inside my ass. Another pair of tentacles slipped beneath my shirt and began to tweak and twist at my nipples. My cock was already twitching like mad, but the added stimulation to my nipples made it practically vibrate.
This was a trap. You're going to kill me. Me? You're going to kill me by fucking me out of my goddamn mind.
My mind was completely gone. All it was now was a complete haze of lust. My body was twitching non-stop. It was being assaulted from all sides. I didn't know where to turn. The tentacles in my ass weren't slowing down. If anything, they were going faster now. I could feel the tentacle inside my penis whirling around, spinning against my nerve ending like a screwdriver. The tentacles on my chest weren't giving up either. They continued to suck at my teeth like a newborn babe. It was too much. It was just too much.
I can't.
My eyes rolled into the back of my head before I even knew what was happening. My body suddenly went rigid as I felt one of the most powerful orgasms I had ever had shake through my core. Where am I?
Hello, dear traveler, and welcome to the Water Temple.
Oh, God damn it!
The voice for main character was Kink Radio. The voice for voiceover for NPC was Forenza Audio. Artwork by Joe Crimes. Music heard in this was Dream by El Corilio. Defense Line by DL Sounds. Platformer 2 by DL Sounds. Magic Tales by Kim Lightyear. Siren in the Darkness by The City Project. Written and sound design by Chelsea.